from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. You are accurate. You are the best whatever. You are this. You are that. How would it make you feel listening to one or the other? And then you hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad, more and more, you start to actually believe that.
That's Tua. It's not the first time he's talked about the difference between Brian Flores and Mike McDaniel.
It's definitely as candid he's ever been about it. And it's not the most surprising thing in the world, because it was, wasn't it always weird how they went about that in his rookie season and even his second season? He was in and out, in and out. They put Fitz in a bunch. There clearly, I think, was a belief that Flores didn't believe in him. But, man, if that's true, that he's, you know, talking that way to his quarterback behind the scenes, I mean, that's pretty bad. If you don't believe in the player, come on. You're going to work every morning telling him he sucks? How, even if you didn't believe in the player, how could you possibly think that's the way that it's going to get the best out of him? So I don't know.
Some players, that is the way. Isn't that the funny thing, or isn't that the thing about being a coach, is you have to coach different, not necessarily people, different 53 ways, different styles of player, but there are going to be a bunch of different ideas, right? Mm-hmm. Like who's, you know, who likes to be coached hard? Who likes to be left alone?
Mm-hmm.
Who do we need to make sure is in the building? Who do we need to make sure is,
yeah,
you know, hey, yeah, you're out on your own, you're doing your thing, that's fine.
So Flores will speak today about it, and I'm sure he'll be asked about that from Tua. Tua's been more vocal in general, I think, this offseason. He was talking about getting paid, and then there was a weird thing where he took the megaphone and was yelling about it at practice, and now he's doing this sit-down with Dan Le Batard. So, very quiet guy, I would say, for the first few years of his career, and I feel like I've heard more interesting things from him this offseason than any other year combined. It is worth pointing out, maybe, that Stephen Ruiz was tweeting about this yesterday, that McDaniels has only won one more game than Flores has in the same exact amount of time. So, it is going better, but
yeah,
the records are almost the exact same. Just pointing that out.
Fair.
Flores still won some games there. He wasn't, you know, they didn't go 2-15 when he was the head coach. His defenses were good, but he had no idea what he was doing on offense. I think Chan Gailey was his offensive coordinator.
Yeah, they had Fitz for a while.
Yeah. Wasn't Chan Gailey their offensive coordinator? I'm not misremembering that, right? I think Tua's first offensive coordinator was Chan Gailey. Pretty sure about that.
803-0550. Okay, so on to some young players and hype. This could be a fantasy segment. This could be a segment about the AFC. You know how... Should we steal something from Show Up and Bulldog? Should we steal a bit they do and just do it a little differently?
Okay.
Reverse AFC quarterback rankings. I don't want to straight out steal it. It might not be that different from reverse AFC power rankings. But
it'd actually be interesting to see how they would line up.
Right?
How they would compare. Yeah.
Because you would go Mahomes 1, Allen 2.
Uh-huh.
And we're not reversing this. We're going the way that people normally read power rankings. They go from the bottom to the top. But
right.
Rather than, I don't want to steal their whole bit about reverse AFC, but what I'm getting at is, where is the appropriate spot for Anthony Richardson, who in fantasy football right now, ESPN's doing a full fantasy day.
Yep.
He is quarterback 3.
Yes, he is.
This man has played 4 games.
Not even full four. He was hurt in 2 of them.
I say this as someone that has him in fantasy in a couple spots.
Yeah.
Quarterback 3?
Yeah. That's where he's being ranked on ESPN, you're saying? I did a draft on Sunday that's a 2-quarterback league, so the quarterbacks go high. And he was the 7th overall pick, the 5th quarterback taken. And I feel like that's about as low as you ever see him. Lamar, Mahomes, Hurts, and Allen were the only ones that went above him. Isn't a lot of that, though, for fantasy, that people just think he's going to run a ton? That was the one thing.
That's why Jalen Hurts is quarterback 2.
Yes, and that's what you got a flash of from Richardson in 2.5 games, and I guess even in the preseason a little bit, too. But Richardson, again, he started 4 games, but 2 of them he did not finish. And he ran for 136 yards and 4 touchdowns. So 4 games, 4 rushing touchdowns. I mean, that's why he's going there, is people think he's going to run. And the Colts have said that they're not cooling off on that. Like, they know he got injured, but they've said this offseason, like, they're running him. He is going to run. It's what makes him him. So, yeah, 3 might be a little presumptuous, though. Where would he rank in a real-life context? I don't know. Would you take him right now over? Would you take him right now over Trevor Lawrence?
In real football.
In real football.
No.
Okay.
I don't think you could right now.
Would you take him over? Would you take him over Tua?
No.
Okay. Rodgers.
Like, I'm trying to win a game today.
How many? Yeah, you got to win a game today. How many quarterbacks in the AFC would you rather have? Would you rather start Richardson for then?
Okay, well, this is a good question, because if it's win a game today, he's like 14th. You have no idea what you're getting. No idea what you're getting. If you're talking dynasty, that's a different conversation. But win a game today, who in their right mind would say, I'd rather have Anthony Richardson win a game today than Aaron Rodgers?
Would you rather have him than Will Levis? You do like Will Levis.
Who doesn't like Will Levis?
Yeah, everyone's got to love Will Levis. America.
If you don't yet like Will Levis, you are going to.
He's done the impossible, which is make the Titans likable.
Moderately likable, if that.
Not as likable as I've ever seen them. Would you take him over to Deshaun Watson? Another guy where you kind of don't know what you're getting.
Yeah, right.
Richardson, you at least know you got a young athlete.
Don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying that, like, if I'm drafting a team, I'd rather have those guys you just mentioned.
Right.
But Richardson is he's almost as much of an unknown as the day he was drafted. Like you said, he finished 2 games.
Yeah. He looked pretty good in those games, though. Right? Like, again, I know it's only 2 games and then halves of 2 others. But, all right, the games he finished, he went 24 of 37 for 223, a touchdown and a pick, and then 40 yards and a rushing touchdown. He had, against the Rams, 11 of 25, 200 yards, 2 touchdowns, and then a rushing touchdown with 56 rushing yards. And then he played a quarter against Houston, where he went 6 of 10, 56 passing yards, and 2 rushing touchdowns. Again, the rushing was it. He was running the ball.
Right.
So, I don't know. Like, yes, I don't know what I'm getting, but, man, I might be getting something special. So, for that, like, I got to win a game today. I'd take him over Gardner Minshew. I'd take him over Levis. I'd take him over definitely the Steeler quarterbacks.
Right, but that's the
The bottom
Absolute
of the barrel.
Bottom of the barrel.
I'd take him over the New England guys right now. I'd take him over Bo Nix. I'd take him over. I'd take him over Deshaun Watson right now.
Yeah.
Isn't Rodgers as big a question mark what you're going to get? Why is he a bigger question mark than...
He's because you've seen Rodgers be... You know what Rodgers' best is.
But he's 40.
Oh, I know.
He's 40. Richardson, like, I would be tempted. I get why there's a lot of hype. He is 6'5". He's Allen in terms of size and athleticism. There are very few quarterbacks. I mean, how many are there other than Allen? We tried to do this yesterday. Like Cam Newton. How many other quarterbacks are 6'5", 250 that can run and can throw it far like Anthony Richardson can? Like, if you want tools, he's got every single tool. That's why there's hype. Will he put it all together? That's obviously the giant unknown. But if I were a Colt fan, like, I would be psyched that he's my quarterback right now. I feel like sky is the absolute limit.
I think he's exciting, but yeah, he's being crowned in fantasy, I guess, for ceiling. And in reality, they did. It's funny, like one of the games you mentioned, they beat the Texans, who are, of course, a darling.
Yeah.
And that's to me, that's worth mentioning, too. Let's look at the quarterbacks coming in last year that were supposed to be the next on the scene. And the best of them all is Stroud.
Yes.
Or Love. Like, these two guys were nowhere.
Yeah.
This might be a point for Anthony Richardson. These two guys were nowhere, and then they're immediately, these are two of the better quarterbacks.
These are star quarterbacks.
Yeah, stars in the making.
Yep.
So, you kind of don't know. Even this time of year, you don't know.
Like, wouldn't you... Man, I guess he could not even be that great this year, and I would still feel like there'll be a lot of hype surrounding him because he's going to give you wow plays, isn't he? Isn't he just too good an athlete to not do things every week that people are going to go, wow, did you see what Anthony Richardson did this week? Even if he's not the most
of... From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Efficient player in his first year starting. I wonder how big a downside is there for a guy that has all that talent. I think I wouldn't draft him as the third quarterback in fantasy, though. I want to keep that in perspective. But I might take him fifth. I might take him fifth. Would you take him over Stroud right now in fantasy? Like, he's going above him.
In fantasy?
In fantasy, he's going above Stroud. And he's going above Love, who you mentioned. He's going really above everybody but Allen, Mahomes, Lamar,
yeah,
and Hurts.
Do you know one other way that Richardson is relevant around the league is he was hurt last year. How did he get hurt?
I don't remember.
Doesn't really tend to matter for the narrative, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
A running quarterback got hurt. So immediately there's durability questions.
Yeah.
Has trouble staying healthy. If he gets hurt again this year, look, mobile quarterback hurt again. We talk about it all the time that you're not more likely to get hurt on the run. You're more likely to get hurt in the pocket.
Yeah. Yep.
But still.
Do you know where he got hurt, by the way?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
I didn't know either. I'm watching, so there's a video just on YouTube, just pulled up, like Anthony Richardson's top plays from last year. And there's one throw, like the first throw I saw here to Josh Downs, where just, man, this dude's got a cannon. Like, I know he's going to run, and that's going to be a lot of his highlight reel plays. If this dude can figure out how to read defenses and throw the ball, like, he's got an arm. He's got to have one of the top five arms in the league. This ball is going 1,000 miles an hour.
Reverse AFC arm rankings. Let's do that one.
16. Minshew. Tua.
Tua.
The Bills play the Colts when? That's later in the year?
Yeah.
October, November?
November 10th.
November 10th.
The day before Florida State, Notre Dame, I think. Yeah.
That's a trip.
Because I thought about that trip.
That's a good trip.
We're getting college football, by the way. Like, we're there.
I think between, I'm not even playing the video game, but I feel like between the video game and the playoff format, I'm more excited for college football this year than I probably ever have been.
The playoff format is it's going to diminish the regular season, of course. It has to. For the top teams especially, how many games does Ohio State have to lose to get kept out of the playoff? Four?
But now, yes. Well, yeah, would they put I guess we don't know, actually. Like, would they put a three-loss Ohio State in?
Yes.
You think for sure?
Of course, always, yes.
Because they're, like, the way it seems to be set up, this is the way the odds are, too. Like, a team like a Liberty will get in. A team like Miami, Ohio, if some MAC team goes undefeated, that team is getting in. But that, like, it might diminish, it'll diminish the regular season for your Ohio States.
But definitely enhances it for...
It enhances it for all the other teams.
For the middle class.
Yeah, I mean, the middle class of college football, their game... It doesn't have to be Liberty. It could be, you know, it could be Tennessee. Tennessee with two losses is going to play Mississippi State with two losses. Before, that game didn't matter.
Right, now you could get the
now
playoff.
That game is for a playoff spot.
Right. You asked me about Syracuse making the playoff, and it's not absurd. It's not necessarily likely.
They either need to win the conference or what? Have one loss?
I'll go like, you know, 10-2, and their schedule's not that tough this year.
And then they'd have a look at it. That's the other thing, like, again, like, when it comes to, like, are they just going to put 10 SEC teams in?
No,
slash Big 10 teams? Like, I don't know, because we've never seen what they do with a format like this. And that unknown is interesting even in its own right. Like, how many spots will they give to 2-3 loss SEC or Big 10 teams versus, hey, I got a one loss ACC team over here, or I got an undefeated team out of the Mountain West over here. Like, you're going to put them in, right?
It is cute as we all sit here and say, oh, I'm sure Liberty will get in, and we watch when that doesn't happen. So last year, if in fact they went all the way to 12,
yeah,
I know it's not the top 12, right? They're going to take conference winners and...
Well, there's five automatic berths.
And those belong
The four conference winners and then the number one non-Power 5 team.
So the number one non-Power 5 team last year, do you know who that was?
No idea. Was it Liberty?
I mean,
I don't even have a good guess.
I think it was Liberty.
Okay. So Liberty would have had an automatic bid?
Liberty was the 25th ranked team last year. They went 13-1 and finished 25th.
Okay. In this format, they would have been in.
Right. And they would have bumped, in theory, LSU.
Oh, great. See, this is, we're still going to have all this debate and all this drama. They're still going to be yelling about things. It's instead of yelling about Florida State versus Georgia or whatever that, right, or versus
instead
Alabama.
Of that, you're yelling about LSU
and Liberty
and Ohio State. Well, no, if Liberty's automatically in, you can't yell.
Oh, no, right.
It's LSU against Arizona, Ole Miss, Ohio State. Those are the last teams.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Last year, if you do it and you have your tournament, then Liberty opens against Bama.
Minus 35 is the spread in that game, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It will be fun, though. And the college football season starts in 4 days.
With Florida State and Georgia Tech?
In Dublin.
Let's go. Yeah, I'm fired up for that.
Do we have fancy uniforms for that yet? Have they revealed they've got special uniforms?
Do they do special uniforms for it?
A lot of teams will.
For the Ireland game?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw a graphic, and it looked like on the graphic, they had the two helmets, and they were both gold. So
okay. They normally wear gold, both teams.
Okay.
Like, is right. a part of their.
Yeah, Georgia Tech is, wears gold. Yes, gold, gold is a part of both Florida State and Georgia Tech.
Okay.
So, Georgia Tech has new uniforms. No, they don't. Sorry, that's from a couple years ago. I've not seen anything for. Georgia Tech has unveiled a ghost uniform. That was a year ago.
Ooh.
I do not see any official what they're going to wear for this game. Notre Dame, when they go to Dublin, they'll have a special uniform for that.
Notre Dame, by the way, you want to know what thing people will be yelling about? If Notre Dame is undefeated at the end of the year, they're not eligible for a bye or a home game, I think.
Because they're not
in a conference.
Yeah, so they'd be the Power Five.
So that's going to be the yelling at the end of the year. If Notre Dame's undefeated and they don't get a bye and Liberty does, or doesn't have to be Liberty. Could be UB.
Yep.
Go undefeated.
Florida State, Georgia Tech, Montana State at New Mexico, SMU at Nevada, and Delaware State at Hawaii.
Let's go. That's at a midnight? Got to be at midnight.
11:59. Yeah. For some reason, it is listed as 11:59 p.m., not 12.
What on earth could they be doing that for? Some technicality about when the game begins?
I'll bite.
Like the date?
I'll bite. Because if you list it at midnight, then the game is on Sunday, August 25th by the schedule.
It's on Sunday, August 25th here.
Right.
But in Hawaii or in what? New Mexico.
It's 9 p.m.
It's the day before. Is that why they don't want the confusion of the game in the Eastern time zone? That game happened on one day.
Yes.
But in every other time zone, that game happened on another day?
I'm going to go with yes.
The game will
still that's actually understandable.
In another day, though.
But it starts on Saturday, August 24th.
They'll qualify it, yeah, based on that. They want to make sure for everybody's record-keeping that the game happened on the 24th.
On the same day.
Okay, that makes sense.
Week zero. Week one. I guess it's week one.
Man, I will be betting.
I thought it was
I will be betting that game.
I thought we were calling it week zero, even though week zero was a ridiculous idea. Because college football, ESPN schedule, this is week one. Four games.
Wait a minute.
No, okay.
You sure? No, I think you're right. I see on their scoreboard at the top, it says week one.
It says week one, but the obvious thing is that that's week zero. They've lumped it in with the Thursday games.
Wait a minute.
They're going all the way through Saturday the 2nd and calling that all week one.
Okay, wait. Do you see a problem here? Are you on ESPN for this?
Is this where Florida State's going to play two games in week one?
The first game listed is Florida State at Georgia Tech for week one. The last game listed for week one is Boston College at Florida State.
Wow.
So Florida State is playing twice in week one?
Wow. It's dedication. They're going to be exhausted. It's 7 days apart.
I got to get the video game. There's no way I'll survive the first week of college football without making the purchase. I'm going to make it. I just got to actually do it.
Yeah.
I've been golfing.
The video game is good, except for throwing so many interceptions.
That every defender catches?
Every defender catches every interception.
Mm-hmm.
You throw a deep ball down the sideline, and it never just gets overthrown or knocked away. It's going to get just intercepted. Every defensive back is Dalton Kincaid's hands. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Can't just get a pass, bat it away?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. 803-0550 to join us. 1-888-552-550. When we get back, Mike Schroeder of Future Fans. We had them on once before. They're developing these games. How you can help learn games with your young kids. And they've got a football version out now. So we'll talk about that with Mike Schroeder, Future Fans, when we get back. 803-0550 to join us or, just tune in, hang out, and how to teach young kids about football, without all the rules. There's a lot of rules. So we'll get to that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.